Hi there, may I speak with Valerie?
This is Valerie.
Hey there, Valerie. So my name's Ethan, speaking on a recorded line here, following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Ethan. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, Valerie, were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Gotcha. Now, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No, I don't.
Okay, can you confirm to me then under penalty that you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for anyone to help you with this? Is that correct?
I haven't. It's correct.
Okay, gotcha. And you would be trying to file a claim for yourself, I take it, right?
Yes.
Okay, currently are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Mrs. Valerie, what state are you currently in?
Tennessee.
You said Tennessee, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And what is your birthday?
9/8/1978.
Okay, 9/8/1978. Give me just a second here. Just want to confirm you said 9/18/1978, right?
No, 9/8.
9/8, I'm sorry. 9/8. So it's going to be September 8th of 78, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the date that you were diagnosed with, or what were you diagnosed with after taking Depo Provera?
I can't hardly say it, so forgive me if I pronounce it wrong. The meningioma.
Nope, you actually hit it right on the money there, meningioma.
I did. I can't hardly pronounce it.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a strange word, kind of hard to pronounce and read too, but you got it right actually. And where in the
Okay.
body was that located?
It was on my brain.
Your brain. Okay. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
Gotcha. No worries. Really sorry to hear that you had to go through this whole meningioma thing as well. In any case, hopefully you're doing better now.
Yeah, I'm doing better. I feel okay, but it's a lot of things unchanged since the surgery I had and stuff.
Gotcha, yeah, definitely. No, you're still kind of going through some treatment processes right now.
No, I'm not going through any treatment processes. I just things different, like my eyes, I can't hardly see and stuff like that. Just different little things, like I can't hardly smell no more. Just little different things I've noticed since they messed with my head. You know what I'm saying?
I see, yeah, no worries, I understand. Okay. In any case, then, before we do continue here, Valerie, I will let you know that most of the attorneys that I'm partnering with at this moment, they're currently not accepting any clients that are out of Tennessee. That's where your address is, I would assume, right?
Yes.
So what I can do is, not to worry, Valerie, what I can do is I can always just put you in for a callback and I'll reach out maybe next week, wait until our attorney partners start taking clients again. It could be a week or maybe 2 weeks, and then I'll follow up with you then and we can continue this, okay?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Well, could I use my Mississippi address? Are y'all doing any clients out of Mississippi?
You have an address in Mississippi as well?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, is that a regular residence for you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, if that's the case, then I believe, yeah, I should be able to take that. That's not a problem.
Okay, yeah,
Okay, well, if that's the
definitely.
case, let's proceed then.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to confirm, though, this is like a regular home address for you, right?
Yes, this is my regular home address. It's on my driver's license and everything.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So that's your main residence?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just currently in Tennessee,
Yeah.
but you reside in Mississippi.
Yes, sir, I do.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Yep, well, you should be good to go then. Now, for your Depo Provera, were you receiving pills or did you take shots for it?
I took shots.
And for the name brand, were you using the name brand specifically labeled Depo Provera?
Yes, sir, I was.
Did you ever switch to any other versions or was it always just Depo Provera?
Yes, Depo Bavera.
How many years were you using Depo Provera for?
About 4 years. The last time I got a Depo shot was in 1998.
1998, gotcha, for 4 years.
Yes.
Okay, and what was the date that you were diagnosed with your meningioma?
2015. I'm on the phone, baby. Please be quiet. You got to learn when people on the phone. Be quiet, okay? Okay. Granny will get you in a minute. Okay.
No worries. Now, in any case, can you also confirm to me that within 1 year you had at least four injections?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Do you remember approximately how often you would get your injections?
Once every 3 months.
Okay. I'll put once every 3 months. And were you also using the Depo-Provera after January 1st, 1992?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember approximately just your best estimate when you started using Depo-Provera?
It was in 1994, like in October.
Okay, I'll put down October of 1994, and you said you used it for about 4 years, right?
Yeah, I used it 4 years,
Okay.
to 1998.
I'll put between 1994 of October all the way up until 1998 then. And okay, Valerie, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and your marital status as well.
Single.
Okay. And your first name, I want to confirm the spelling of your name. That's VALAREE.
Correct.
Okay. And your last name is Crane, CRANE.
Correct.
Do you have a middle initial as well?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. And your social?
428-335-126.
Okay. Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. 428. 335-126.
Correct.
Okay. Your primary email address, that's valeriecrane42@gmail.com.
Yes.
And your phone number, that's 901-686-4428.
Yes.
Okay. And Valerie, I would assume I'm calling you on your cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your primary contact address?
6156 McNeil, MCNEIL Drive, Olive Branch, Mississippi, 38654.
Okay, so just confirming that's 6156 McNeil Drive. That's Olive Branch, Mississippi, 38654.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Is there any unit or apartment number that would apply here as well?
No, sir, it's a house.
Gotcha. Now, for your Depo-Provera, was that your shots? Was that being administered to you by one specific doctor? Was it just medical staff like a nurse, or were you injecting it yourself?
Oh, no, it was one specific doctor at the health department there in Olive Branch.
Gotcha. Okay. And do you remember for your location, not or on your body where you were getting the injection? Was it on your arm, stomach, thigh?
It was on my thigh, like like between my thigh and my butt, like right there,
Okay, you would
right
say
there in the
upper
little
thigh.
pod right there. I'm touching it. You can't see me, but yeah, right here.
Okay, I'll write down upper thigh then.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you said you were using it for 4 years, and additionally, you also got an injection every 3 months. That's correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me see. That would, if my math's correct, that would come out to about 16 total injections. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In addition, do you happen to remember the name of your doctor who was injecting you with Depo-Provera?
Tammy Berryhill.
Okay, you said first name Tammy, correct?
Yeah.
Spell her last name for me, please.
Berryhill, Berryhill.
Berry Hill, okay. And what facility or hospital were you going to for your injections?
Olive Branch Health Department.
Okay, you said Olive Branch Health Department, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like it might have changed names over the years. Do you know, is it now called DeSoto County Health Department?
Yeah, that's what it's called now.
Okay,
But then
gotcha.
it was Olive Branch.
Okay, and that's on 6569 MS-305.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. Makes it real easy for me to just pull all that information right there. Okay. And you were prescribed this medication in the United States, I assume, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Were you ever using any other hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No, sir.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor who prescribed you with Depo-Provera? Was it the same Dr. Berryhill? Okay, gotcha. And I would assume you were also then prescribed at the same facility as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'll just go ahead and copy and paste all that information one more time. In addition, did you have to go to a separate pharmacy to get your Depo-Provera and bring it to them, or was it all provided for you there?
Was all provided for me there.
Okay, perfect. Makes my job real easy to just copy and paste all that information one more time then. That's now currently called DeSoto County Health Department. I'll make sure I make a note of that since it has changed over the years. So do you remember additionally approximately when you first discovered that your meningioma was related to Depo-Provera?
It's been about I'd say about a month or two ago. Been about 2 months ago now.
Okay, gotcha. So just to be clear then, you were diagnosed in 2015, but you didn't find out that it was because of Depo-Provera until recently, right?
Just recently, actually, when I saw the ad on television, I said, I got that. And that's where it come from. And I know I was having other complications with taking that Depo shot. And I was like, so I be doggone. So I said, let me, get in on it. Because I
Yeah.
didn't know But I was having plenty more, a lot of horrible, things happening with that Depo shot. It was terrible.
Right, definitely,
And
yeah. I know, it's really a terrible situation, but thankfully, because of the lawsuit, we're able to make thousands of more women aware of exactly what the Depo-Provera ended up doing to their bodies, so we can also help them get justice as well. Again, it's terrible that it had to happen, but at least we can right these wrongs, you know?
yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Most definitely. Now, you were diagnosed in the United States for your meningioma, correct?
Yes, sir.
What state were you diagnosed in?
In Tennessee.
In Tennessee, okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Do you remember? Did you get a CT scan? Was it an MRI? Maybe both?
It was both. I got a CT and an MRI.
Gotcha. And do you remember the name of the doctor who diagnosed you?
I can't remember the doctor's name right now, but he's a neurologist over at Methodist University.
Okay, I can just write that down that you said neurologist, and this was at Methodist University, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me just a second. I'll go ahead and pull their information as well. And that's the one in Memphis, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have their address down as 1265 Union Avenue. Does that sound correct to you?
That's it.
Okay, perfect. I will go ahead and write that down as well. 1265 Union Avenue. That's going to be Methodist University Hospital. And phone number 901-516-7000. In addition, before you were diagnosed with meningioma, did you ever have any previous cancer diagnosis as well?
No, sir, I didn't.
Gotcha. And I believe you did mention already that you were receiving treatment for the meningioma, correct?
Yes, sir, I was.
What kind of treatment did you receive?
They did surgery, with the endoscope thing, and they gave me some pills to take for the mass for the tumor. And that was it. And so far I've been okay. I suffer with headaches a lot since then, but other than that, I'm okay. I
Gotcha.
don't
Okay.
take anything or anything now.
Yeah, that's definitely good. Glad to hear things have gotten better for you throughout the years. So you just had surgery and they gave you some pills as well to take, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And where was this surgery or where did you get your treatment?
At Methodist University.
Okay, Methodist University. And I assume the surgery that was to remove the tumor, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you remember
You
the
can get
name of the
the
doctor that operated on you?
No, sir, I can't remember his name. But if you can get the information from Methodist, they got it all on file.
Yeah, no worries. I know a lot of this might be hard to recall, but as long as we know where it happened, our attorneys or our attorney partners, they can always pull that information for you. So not to worry. Okay, so I'll just write down Methodist University one more time then. Additionally, did you ever have any family history of meningioma?
No, sir.
Were you ever hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you remember approximately how long and what dates that you were hospitalization for?
It was in May, sometime in May in 2015, and I stayed there for about 8 or 9 days, maybe 10. Yeah, about 8 or 9 or 10 days. But they got it on file. If y'all pull the file, y'all want the records, they got it.
Yeah, most definitely. Again, most of this information, if you don't know the exact numbers off the top of your head, that's perfectly okay. Our attorney partners are experienced and they know how to get all this information.
Okay.
Now, before to being diagnosed with meningioma, were you or a loved one ever exposed to radiation?
No, sir.
Was you or a loved one ever diagnosed with neurofibromatosis 2?
No, sir.
Okay, do you remember when you first started having any symptoms? So that could be like, for example, migraines, seizures, memory loss, or vision loss. Do you remember when any of this may have started in relation to your meningioma?
Yes, sir. It started like in, I started having bad headaches around 99 or 2000 for a long time, but I just thought I was having headaches, you know, just head hurt, stress, working, you know, babies, you know, I just thought life, you know, that I was having headaches, but I've been having headaches since 2000, child. And then I started having nosebleeds.
Right, yeah. I see
now. And I had a seizure like him. That's what made me go to the hospital, because I had a seizure, and that was in 2015.
Right, I see.
And that's what made me go to the hospital, and you know that's when they ran this CAT scan and did MRI to me and went all in my head and took pictures or whatever they did, and that's when they showed me, you see this here, you know how they do it, and but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah.
I'll talk you to them now.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Yeah, I'm glad they were able to find it though. But yeah, it's interesting. In most of these cases, the tumor goes undetected for many years because, I mean, it's like you said, when people start having headaches, no one thinks, oh, I must have a brain tumor, you know? They think,
yeah.
Oh, you know, just stress, life, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But all uh-huh. this time, you know, that's what it was. And then it kind of started scaring me when my nose started bleeding. And I was like, well, I was a kid, my nose bled, so maybe I done got grown and it done started back, but no, that wasn't it, because, you know, that wasn't it. Come to find out, that's when my doctor told me, no, you know, this is, he just told me everything, but thank God everything turned out okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, definitely thankful for that, too. Now, we're almost done here. Lastly, I just need to ask you, do you have any medical records that would show your meningioma diagnosis, your treatment, anything like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If necessary, would you be able to provide your records either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you also have access to a MyChart login?
What is that? What do you mean?
It's kind of like an online portal that you would use to access your medical records. If you're not sure, that's okay.
I got an online portal in Methodist.
Okay,
I can
perfect.
Go and see all my stuff. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Perfect. That'll definitely be helpful for our attorney partners when they start moving forward with your claim. Now, we're almost done here. Lastly, I just need to request an emergency contact from you, Valerie. Do you have anyone that you want to use as emergency contact?
You can put my sister down.
Okay. And your sister, does she live with you or separately?
Well, she lives definitely.
Okay, and what's her name?
Her name is Michelle.
Michelle.
Same last name is mine.
Okay, and that's Michelle. Alrighty, Michelle Crane. Do you know her phone number?
901-624-9920.
9920. Gotcha. Do you happen to know her email address? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't know her email address.
Okay. And do you know her primary address? If not, that's okay too.
I do, but not just right off the top of my head right now. I didn't really basically know how to get there, but, you know, just knowing it right off the top of my head, I don't.
Yeah, no worries. That's totally fine. My superior, they preferred me to ask, but as long as you just have the phone number, that's totally okay.
Okay.
Additionally, are you able to provide a large eligible digital signature at this time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, we are almost done here. Lastly, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and start drafting up the retaining documents for you to sign. I'm going to send you a text message, and it's going to contain a link for you to click on to open the documents. These documents are the medical release, gives our attorney partners permission to access your medical records. And secondly, it's also the retainer. It states that they're going to represent you for this lawsuit, okay?
Okay.
Before I send this to you, though, I will make a draft for myself, actually. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to check to make sure I didn't make any mistakes, like, for example, a typo or maybe punching a number wrong. I just want to make sure I get this done the first time so I don't have to bother you again for more signatures, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to go ahead and open up your documents while I let my system craft it automatically, and I'm going to take a quick peek.
Okay.
So I'll just confirm some of your information. So your address, that's 6156 McNeil Drive. That's Olive Branch, Mississippi, 38654.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your phone number, 901-686-4428.
Yeah.
And your email address, that will be Valerie Crane, spelled same as your first and last name, with the number 42 at the end, at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Alrighty, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive that text message from a six or seven digit number momentarily.
You just going to come through as a text message? Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be on a text message.
Okay, what I do opening this to Ethan.
Yep, Lugania. That's me.
Okay, Ethan. And. Yeah.
So what you'll do is you'll go ahead and click on that link. It's going to take you to DocuSign. You'll be able to draw your signature digitally. Just be careful. It's pretty easy. I will let you know just to pay attention because there are some boxes where it'll ask you for a full signature, and there will be other boxes where it'll ask you only for initials. So just make sure you keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
And of course, I will be here on the line with you the whole time. So if you need any help, don't be afraid to let me know, okay?
Okay. Now, Ethan, how am I going to sign this?
You said how?
How do I do it with my finger? How do I sign it?
Yeah, so did you click on the link?
Yes.
Okay, so you should have seen a screen that said please. It should have said, like, please act on these documents or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then at the bottom, were you able to click the button that says continue and I agree to use electronic records in the signature?
Okay, I see it now, Ethan. Okay, I got you. It's going to automatically go in there. Okay, I got you. All right. Okay, fine.
Okay, yeah, so now you're looking at the documents, right?
Okay, draw your signature.
Perfect. Sounds like you're in the right spot.
Okay. God, this is terrible. Okay. Adoption phone.
Okay, and then I believe there should be two boxes where you need to put your full signature, and then I think there's also one box at the end for just your initials. If you go down to the last page, you should see it there.
Okay, I'm waiting. It's the little thing, the little thing going around when I adopting sign. Now it's the little thing going around and around in a circle. So I guess
okay,
I got to wait to get through.
Yeah, no worries. Sometimes there can be connection issues, but that should be fine. Sometimes it can be a little bit slow.
Okay. I'm going to tell you another thing that, Depo Shot did to me, Ethan. But thank God I didn't have cancer there. Man, I used to bleed and bleed and bleed and bleed. I'm talking about like 30 days at a time.
I see. Yeah,
you know,
really.
Supposedly mental, you know, menstrual cycle.
Right, yeah,
that
no.
That was their shot then. I know it was.
Gotcha, yeah. Sorry to hear you had to deal with that as well. I know
yeah,
for so many women I've talked to, the Depo shot has caused so many other issues besides the brain tumor as well.
Yeah, man. And don't you know, like, for a long time, I couldn't get pregnant. After I stopped taking them shots, and I wasn't on anything.
Right, yeah. I know a lot of women I've talked to after taking Depo for just a few years after that, they were never able to have children ever again. A lot of them had to have hysterectomies.
Yeah, Ethan, I'm telling you, it messed me up. I did. It did me the same way now. Okay. It said an error occurred. Okay, let me do it again.
Yeah, go ahead and try again.
Okay, there it go now, Ethan. It's doing it. Sign. Okay, it's telling me draw. Okay, it looks terrible. Okay. Okay. It said finish.
Okay, once you go ahead and click finish, I'm going to wait a few seconds for it to come through on my end, and then I will check just to make sure it gets processed correctly.
Okay.
Alrighty, perfect. I just received it on my end. Let me take a quick peek at this.
Okay.
I see your signature there. And, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, so I will just go ahead and actually send this to you one more time. So just make sure for that final box on the bottom right, just make sure you put just your initials there, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and then for the first... Yeah, no worries. I know a lot of this can be a little bit confusing. So I'll just send this to you one more time. So remember, for the first two boxes, you can put your signature there, just like you did before. But just remember for the last one where it says initials, just write your initials, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so give me just
now,
a second.
Somebody else has sent me in, it said all parties have completed. Ben, Martin, Ted, B, Lion.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the document that you just signed.
Okay.
Yeah, but give me just a moment here. I'm going to make a new form for you to sign, and I'll get it over to you in just a sec here, okay?
Okay.
And you should receive that text message from that same number, and then it's just the same process again.
Okay.
Give me just a second to find my submissions. I am going to... It does take a few minutes for it to make new documents, so...
Okay.
Take just a second here. Alrighty. I got my drafts here. I'm going to hit send one more time, and that should come through to you momentarily.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so I need to sign. Okay. Hold on. Okay, continue. Again, continue. Go down, sign. Looks terrible. All right. You said go to the side because it's a thing to put my initials in.
Yeah, you remember you had to sign, there were three boxes, right? And the one on the very bottom on the right, there should be one that says initials. Make sure you just put your initials there.
Okay. Oh, I signed my whole name there. Now they won't just put my initials. I got you, Ethan. Okay, now it's right.
Okay, perfect. So then you can go ahead and click finish again once you're done signing all the boxes. Okay, perfect. I just received it. Let me check it real quickly. Alrighty, I see your signature. That doesn't look terrible. I think that looks pretty good. If anything, I know it's honestly, it's a little bit tricky to do it with the finger. Whenever I do it, I think it looks pretty wacky too. But I think that looks pretty good. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that all looks good to me then. Thank you for your time today, Valerie. So that's all I needed from you for the moment. I will let you know, I am going to read you a closing script just to let you know what to expect going forward. So while our attorney partners are working on your claim, they will be reaching out probably more than once just to finalize your claim. I might also call you maybe within the next several hours or within the next day as well, just so I can transfer you to them directly if they do request it. They might go over with you some of the same questions that we've already discussed today, which is perfectly normal. They do just need to verify some information, but it won't be as long as this one, so don't worry about it. They just need to confirm your identity and verify that some items of information are correct before they proceed with your case. At some point, they may also need you to sign additional release forms, like maybe more medical releases, just so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So I'm not sure if they will, but if they do send you more forms, just make sure you're staying on top of signing that as well so we can keep your case moving forward smoothly. Since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure that you're fully prepared and that you're always in contact with our attorneys, so that way they're prepared to take that case as well, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and if you don't hear from them or me within the next 24 to 48 hours, or maybe by next Monday as well, since we are getting close to the weekend, I would also recommend you can call them yourself as well. I'm also going to send you a text message from my office line. It goes directly to my desk, so that way you know where to reach me. And I'm going to send you our attorney partner's contact information as well. I just want to make sure that you're up to speed and you know where to find everyone you need to find, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so give me just a second here. I'm going to let you know, Valerie, this is Ethan handling your Depot Provera lawsuit. This is my personal office number, so feel free to reach me anytime here if you have questions or concerns. Gotcha. So I just sent you that text message, and then I will send you another one, which will contain the phone number for Ben Martin Law Group. That's going to be the attorney group that is representing you.
Okay.
But yeah, like I mentioned before, just be sure to look out from any and all phone calls that will be coming to you, probably within the next 24, 48 hours, or going into early next week as well.
Okay.
But yeah, in any case, Valerie, did you have any other questions or any concerns for me at this time?
No, sir. That's it.
Alrighty, perfect. Well, if that is the case, you are free to go, and I will be in touch probably, again, within the next several days, just so we can continue your case, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, well, you have a good rest of your day, then. We'll speak soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Of course. Have a good day.